Hello, welcome to the Dinner Than Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be discussing tater tot taco casserole. It's an easy taco meat casserole with crispy tater tots that are smothered in cheddar cheese. It's completely kid-friendly and sure to be a favorite for your whole family. If you're craving Mexican food but want the simplicity of a casserole dish, this taco tater tot casserole is the easy recipe for you. It's in the oven in minutes with flavors your whole family will love. This Mexican food-inspired main dish is sure to be a favorite weeknight meal that you'll find yourself making over and over again. You can make this dish for potlucks, weeknight dinners, or freeze ahead for a casserole whenever you need a quick meal. Easy one-dish casseroles like this one are some of the most popular on our site because they're easy to make and easy to clean up. This recipe puts a delicious southwestern twist on a recipe for tater tot casserole that your kids and you won't be able to resist. If you try this tater tot taco casserole and love it, you should also try out our recipes for classic tater tot casserole and cowboy casserole. They're both easy, kid-friendly dinners that are also topped with crispy tater tots. Or if this meal just puts you in the mood for more taco-inspired dishes, check out our recipes for easy taco soup, oven-baked beef tacos, cheesy taco stuffed shells, and cheesy taco pasta. The cheesy taco pasta recipe is one of the most popular on our sites. It's a favorite with both kids and adults and easy to make for a big group. Now let's get back into tater tot taco casserole. If you want to make this dish ahead of time, cook the taco meat according to the recipe instructions and spread it in the casserole dish. Then cover it with tater tots and the shredded cheddar cheese. Store it in the refrigerator for up to 4 days or in the freezer for 2 months tightly sealed with plastic wrap and foil. Then when you're ready to cook the casserole, remove the plastic wrap and bake at 375 degrees for 5 to 10 minutes longer than the recipe calls for. Once you've made the dish, if you want to store leftovers, it can be kept at room temperature for up to 2 hours, and you want to make sure to cool your tater tot taco casserole completely before storing. One of the best things about tater tot casseroles, besides the crispy tots, is that you can easily change the ingredients up for whatever you're in the mood for. You can use other ground meat instead of ground beef, load it with your favorite toppings, or even swap the tater tots for hash browns. If you're looking for toppings for your tater tot taco casserole, any of your favorite taco toppings will work, like guacamole, diced jalapenos, salsa, and sour cream. You can find recipes for homemade guacamole and salsa on the Dinner Than Dessert website. You can easily make a double batch of your casserole and make one version according to the recipe instructions and another with whatever variations you want. Here are some simple changes you could try. Instead of using ground beef, you can use other meat, like ground turkey or ground chicken, or for a healthier taco casserole, try grilled chicken simmered in the taco seasoning. You can also change the potatoes. This recipe uses frozen tater tots, but you can also use hash browns or veggie tater tots. Or you can move away from potatoes and try topping it with chopped corn tortillas or corn chips. Just bake the taco meat for about 20 minutes before adding the tortillas or chips so they don't burn. You can use your favorite shredded cheeses, like Monterey Jack, Pepper Jack, or a Mexican cheese blend. For even more cheesy goodness, try drizzling a melted nacho cheese over the top when you're serving. You can find a recipe for nacho cheese on our site. If you're looking for more veggies, you can add a layer of canned Mexican corn or your favorite sautéed fajita veggies like bell peppers, onions, and tomatoes before adding the tater tots. You can also make this dish a vegetarian Mexican casserole by using black beans and corn instead of ground beef. Or if you're just looking for a heartier meal, add a thin layer of black beans on the bottom of the casserole dish before adding the beef mixture. Finally, you can make this dish a little spicy. There are a few ways to bring heat to this tater tot taco casserole. You can add diced green chilies, cayenne pepper, or fresh diced jalapenos to the beef mixture to really give it a kick. Okay, now let's get into the directions for how to make this easy tater tot taco casserole. First, preheat an oven to 375 degrees and spray a 9x13-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Cook the 1-pound ground beef in a skillet over medium heat until completely browned. This should take 5 to 7 minutes. Whisk the 1 cup of water and 3 tablespoons of the taco seasoning together and add it into the pan, stirring frequently for 3 to 4 minutes until most of the water is gone. Put the meat mixture into the bottom of your casserole dish. Toss the tater tots with a tablespoon of vegetable oil and sprinkle 3 more tablespoons taco seasoning over them evenly. Cover the meat mixture with 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, then line up 1 16-ounce package of frozen tater tots on top in rows. Then bake for 40 to 45 minutes until the top is a perfect golden brown. If you've made this recipe for tater tot taco casserole, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and you want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthandessert. We'd love to hear about how it turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.